For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalbathanchel. There's a bill in Congress that could expand a unique legal medical partnership in Connecticut to the rest of the country. Connecticut Veterans Legal Center began working inside the federal VA's Arrera Community Care Center in West Haven in 2009. The collaboration made sense given Arrera's mission to connect veterans who have experienced homelessness, mental illness, and substance abuse with all kinds of services, including free legal assistance. Margaret Middleton, executive director of the Connecticut Veterans Legal Center, says the partnership integrating legal help into VA care was the first of its kind in the country. Her staff has helped almost 1,500 veterans access benefits and deal with challenges from eviction to employment. Middleton says it makes sense to take Connecticut's model nationwide.
You know, problems in people's lives don't happen in isolation. You don't just have a mental health issue. You don't just have a legal issue. These things often sort of come about at the same time, and they're interrelated. So the fact that you're getting divorced is causing you stress, which is sending you into more symptomatic mental health condition, which may cause you to drink. And so touching on all of these things at once and having a real holistic team approach to helping folks is really essential.
There's a bill pending before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee that would authorize the federal VA to fund partnerships that provide legal services to homeless veterans. Connecticut's U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is backing the measure, which has attracted bipartisan support.